Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. The Northumberland Land Trust has another property under its stewardship. It recently acquired 187 acres of land on Wilson Island next to Murray Marsh in the Trent Hills area. Executive Director Amanda Newell says the land is home to a diverse ecosystem and species population.
Well, any land acquisition is important because the pressures of development in Northumberland are strong, and we're working hard to conserve the land that we can to protect it for future generations and the ecological integrity of the landscape. So it's very important, any acquisition that comes our way. This one's pretty special because it's 187 acres of island habitat, which is a really rare occasion. It's a rare occasion to be able to protect island habitat in this region. We don't have that much island habitat, and when it comes our way and it's 187 acres, not built upon, 100% natural, it's pretty amazing. It's a lot of habitat.
So then, in reading through the press release, there's a concept called InScape. Can you just describe what that means?
When I first heard the word InScape, I assumed it had something to do with escape, as in escaping to the countryside, but you're escaping to this internal sort of place, this private sort of place. But it turns out it's actually a word that refers to the intrinsic beauty and form of a thing, or the internal nature or essence of a person, place, or thing.
Interesting. So let's actually talk about the ecosystems of this, of Wilson Island. For people that don't know, this is up in the Trent Hills area. Let's talk about the habitat. What animals live there? What's the ecosystem you're seeing up there?
Sure. So because of it being island habitat, there's a lot of shoreline habitat. There's a lot of provincially significant wetland, which houses species at risk, including reptiles and amphibians. There's a lot of bird species, including species at risk. The species at risk include red-headed woodpecker for birds, as well as least bittern. Those are just really neat birds to see. There's a lot of songbirds, a lot of mammals. There's a really strong intact forest that's part of a very large tract of forest, even off of this property. So the connected forest offers a lot of habitat for mammals. The property owners have seen many mammals. You name it, they've seen it on this property, including porcupines, coyotes, otters, deer, foxes. It's a beautiful property with intact ecosystems that offer something that is getting more rare in Northumberland.
Now, if we talk about the terrain itself, I understand there's quite a bit of swampy areas, grasslands, and it backs onto a marsh. And in reading the press release, it doesn't seem like this is going to be open to the public. Why is that?
Right. So, yes, you're right about the marsh habitat. The wetland habitat is extensive. And it is very close to the Murray Marsh, which is an area of natural and scientific interest. We really appreciate having properties that are close to these other lands that offer significant habitat as well, because the bigger chunk of habitat, the bigger piece of habitat available to wildlife, the better. We do have some upland habitat here, which rises above the water line to the point of being able to sustain grassland habitat, which is really important, especially for bird species that are at risk in the area. The reason that it will be largely closed to public is because it's difficult to find access. It's a little bit difficult to navigate. It's boat access only, and the access that the public will have to the land will be through guided events.
Now, what is the plan for Northumberland Land Trust to study the area and possibly the future of maintaining it?
Sure. Ongoing stewardship is always very important. When we take on a piece of property, we are responsible for the long-term care of it. We're really fortunate in this instance, as well as many of our other acquisitions, in that the previous landowners, the land donors, they actually want to stay actively involved. For 36 years, they've stewarded this place, and they've worked really hard to take care of invasive species and keep it as natural and healthy ecological habitat as possible. And so they will stay involved, and they will keep working with us to carry on the work that they've done. And they will help us understand the property. They'll keep telling their stories about what they've seen and what they've studied. The landowners are very interested and knowledgeable about the ecology of the property. So we're excited to be able to continue to learn from them over the years.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.